Project Reset. Book 1. A fresh path for project management to overcome traditional challenges. Lead author, Andreas Trautner. Co-author, Lesser D. Hesselstrom. Key contributor, Annalene Kirgugo. Ask 10 people to define what a project is, and you'll get 10 different answers. Ask them to define project success, and most will fail. Then ask them to define project management, and you will get vague answers. Each framework and methodology boast their own project definitions, with different schools of academia developing their own as well. The science of project management has failed to agree upon the most basic definitions. This uncertainty invariably leads to failed projects. The question, then, is how can a project move forward with everyone on the same page? Dr. Andreas Trautner and Lesser D. Hesselstrom of Discredis, Project Excellence Services, not only tackle these questions, but also present a streamlined guide for effective project management, moving away from a deliverable mindset to a more inclusive investment mindset, and a much-needed guide to the fundamental language of project management. Project Reset presents a forward-thinking paradigm and a unifying model that will improve every facet of project management, from change idea to the project's ultimate fruition. Chapter 1, Introduction. Humans have been conducting projects for thousands of years. While our ancestors may very well have applied structured management methods, any semblance of this has long since been lost to history and thus cannot be relied upon for inspiration. As such, the tools, methods, and methodologies people and organizations currently use to manage projects are relatively new. As with our ancient forebears, everything started with tools. In 1910, Henry Gantt introduced the Gantt chart, which provided practitioners with a brand new way to visualize projects. CPM and PERT methods followed in 1958. But we will move past these and argue that the modern project management era began in the early 1970s, when project managers began devising new practices specifically created to overcome common reasons for IT project failure. In 1996, these practices were codified as the PRINCE2 and the PMBOK. In this book, referred to as Best Practice Project Management, because they were designed to tackle not only challenges in IT projects, but common, well-known reasons for project failure. This involves various elements, such as crafting project feasibility studies, engaging closely with key stakeholders, learning from experience, setting up the project's governance, agreeing on project objectives and planning how to deliver on them, managing problems and uncertainties, and following project progress on the plan, and the status of the project parameters. A year earlier, in 1995, another popular method, Scrum, was presented in a research paper. Its development had been initiated in the early 1990s, and its strategy focused on team-level projects and the rapid development and testing of IT deliverables. In 1995, Rick Mora published Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and in 1996, John Cotter published Leading Change. In these books, which are well known as major works within the field of change management, the authors discussed why it is often difficult for organizations and people to change the way they do things and how to get it right. Since then, practitioners have put forth numerous project management methodologies, frameworks, methods, and tools, not to mention a myriad of books and papers published by academia, all with the goal of helping organizations reach higher levels of project execution success. For more information, or the illustrations referred to in the book, all may be downloaded from LinkedIn, Andreas Trautner, Project Reset.